Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Neurotribes: The Legacy of Autism and the Future of Neurodiversity by Steve Silberman is a non-fiction book of journalism, history, and political lenses, and why that history shaped modern ideas about diagnosis, support, and identity. Rather than treating autism only as a medical category, Silberman presents it as part of a broader story about human cognitive variation. The book traces the early work of figures such as Hans Asperger and Leo Kanner, the long dominance of deficit-based thinking, and the later rise of neurodiversity as a framework centered on acceptance, accommodation, and self-determination. It is written for general readers, but it also speaks to parents, educators, clinicians, and autistic people themselves. Its purpose is not only to explain autism history, but to challenge assumptions about normality and to show how institutions can be redesigned to better fit diverse minds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing autism as part of human neurological diversity. A central argument in Neurotribes is that autism should not be understood only as a defect to be corrected. Silberman places autism alongside other forms of cognitive variation and argues that human minds differ naturally in how they process information, communicate, and respond to the world. This framing matters because it changes the starting point of the discussion. Instead of asking how to eliminate difference, the book asks how society can recognize and support it. That shift does not deny disability or real support needs. Instead, it rejects the assumption that difference is automatically pathology. The book shows why this distinction is important in practice, because language shapes policy, education, and clinical expectations. When autism is described only through loss or impairment, systems tend to focus on control and normalization. When it is treated as a form of diversity, the emphasis moves toward accommodation, respect, and functional support. Silberman uses this idea to connect autism with broader debates about how institutions define normal behavior and who gets excluded by those definitions. Secondly, a historical account of autism shaped by early 20th century psychiatry. Neurotribes stands out because it is not just a theory book about autism. It is a historical investigation into how autism was first described and later interpreted. Silberman revisits the work associated with Hans Asperger and Leo Kanner, showing that modern autism concepts emerged in a particular scientific and cultural moment rather than from a neutral discovery process. He emphasizes that early autism research was influenced by institutional power, professional rivalry, and broader social attitudes toward disability and conformity. This historical lens helps explain why autism was framed so narrowly for decades and why many autistic people were misunderstood or overlooked. The book also suggests that scientific labels are never purely technical. They are shaped by the values of the people producing them, by what evidence is preserved, and by which voices are heard. By reconstructing this history, Silberman challenges the idea that current diagnostic categories are self-evident or complete. The result is a more cautious view of psychiatry and a stronger case for examining how medical knowledge is formed, especially when it affects people whose differences are visible in behavior, rather than in simple biological markers. Thirdly, the rise of the neurodiversity movement as a civil rights framework. Another major theme in Neurotribes is the emergence of neurodiversity as a social and political movement. Silberman presents neurodiversity not as a rejection of help, but as a demand for dignity, access, and equal participation. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it moves the conversation beyond diagnosis alone. Autism is not treated as an isolated medical issue, but as a question of rights, belonging, and institutional design. The book shows how autistic advocates and allies pushed back against language that reduced them to deficits, and how that activism encouraged new ways of thinking about school, work, and public life. The practical implication is that the burden should not fall entirely on autistic people to adapt to inflexible environments. Instead, workplaces and educational systems should be built with varied communication styles, sensory needs, and processing speeds in mind. Silberman's account makes clear that inclusion is not merely symbolic. It requires changes in procedures, expectations, and access to support. That makes the book relevant not only to autism advocacy, but to broader conversations about disability justice and social participation. Fourthly, language, stigma, and the power of deficit-based narratives. Neurotribes repeatedly shows how the language used to describe autism affects both public attitudes and lived experience. Silberman criticizes deficit-based framing because it encourages people to see autistic traits as failures rather than differences with context-dependent meaning. This matters in everyday settings as much as in medicine. Labels such as impaired, disordered, or broken can narrow how parents, teachers, and employers interpret behavior, often before they understand the person behind it. The book argues that such language can produce stigma, low expectations, and unnecessary exclusion. At the same time, Silberman does not replace one simplistic label with another. He supports a more descriptive and respectful approach that recognizes support needs without erasing individuality. This balance is important because the book avoids both romanticization and pure pathology. It acknowledges that autism can involve significant challenges, while also rejecting the idea that those challenges define the whole person. In this sense, the book is as much about communication ethics as it is about autism. It shows that how a society talks about difference can either reinforce hierarchy or open space for more accurate and humane understanding. Lastly, redesigning schools, workplaces, and public systems for cognitive access. A practical strand in NeuroTribes is its insistence that inclusion must be built into systems rather than added afterward as a special accommodation. Silberman argues that many environments are organized around neurotypical assumptions about speed, eye contact, social comfort, and verbal performance. Those assumptions can create unnecessary barriers for autistic people and others who process information differently. The book, therefore, pushes readers to think beyond awareness campaigns and toward structural redesign. In education, that means flexible teaching methods, sensory-aware classrooms, and support that does not punish difference. In workplaces, it means clear communication, predictable expectations, and room for varied working styles. In public institutions more broadly, it means recognizing that access is not only physical but cognitive and social. This is one of the book's strongest practical insights because it turns an abstract argument into a design problem. Rather than asking neurodivergent people to permanently adapt to environments built without them in mind. In conclusion, NeuroTribes is best suited for readers who want more than a basic explanation of autism. Parents, educators, clinicians, policy readers, and autistic adults will all find value in its combination of history, reporting, and critical perspective. The book is especially useful for people trying to understand why autism has been interpreted so differently over time and how those interpretations still shape current practice. Its intellectual benefit lies in connecting medical history with social consequences, showing that diagnostic categories are not just technical labels, but frameworks that affect dignity, access, and opportunity. What makes it stand out among books on autism is its scope. It is neither a self-help guide nor a clinical manual, but a wide-ranging cultural history that also functions as an argument for neurodiversity. Compared with more specialized works, it is unusually accessible. Compared with popular explanations, it is more historically grounded and institutionally critical. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of autism, but also with a sharper view of how societies define normality and why redesigning systems matters as much as changing attitudes. If you would like to support Steve Silberman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.